Hello, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast with me, the Grievous Bodily Farmer. On the podcast today, we've got the old favourite, Matt Crazy Arms Reed. Say hello, Matt.
Hi, how's everybody?
And we've also got Richard Razor Fraser.
Hi there.
Hello, Richard. Richard's one of the most, in fact, we've got the two most experienced chess boxers of all time in the studio today, I would say.
I'd say for him. Richard, how many you had now?
I think 7 chess boxing bouts.
Really? I thought it would be more than that, actually.
You
seem to be a fixture.
Yeah, well, I tend to turn up at the events as well, so you all see my face around, even if I'm not fighting.
And when did you start? What was your first fight?
Oh, gosh, it would have been 3 or 4 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, back when I was fighting at a lot lighter weight class as well.
All right, okay. So around 2014, kind of era,
yeah.
Okay. Matt, when did you start fighting? Probably in the womb, knowing you.
I think 2008. We started in 2008. I didn't fight in the first show because we only had 2 fights that show.
Mm.
But I did fight in the second show.
So Tim presumably fought in the first show, didn't he?
Tim fought Stuart Telford in the first show. I can't remember who the other second fight was, but it definitely involved Bob the Red Kite Innes, who was the world's worst chess boxer.
Sorry, Bob the Red Kite?
Bob the Red Kite. I think he was Welsh. I don't know whether Red Kite means much to the Welsh, but that was
yeah.
The,
I better check that out and make sure it's not some sort of slur before.
No.
This podcast out.
I don't think so. But basically, he went down from a phantom punch. He was a very big guy, very tall.
It sounds a bit like Jonathan Arnott.
No, Jonathan Arnott actually had to take his punishment. No, Bob saw it coming, but then decided he didn't like the look of it, and then just the gust of wind knocked him down in the end.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because he was a big man, low centre of gravity, good 18 stone on him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he really should have taken more punishment, but the referee took one look at it and sort of said, no more.
Okay. And that was your first opponent?
No, my first opponent was Tim.
Oh, right, okay. And you beat him, presumably?
I beat him on the chest. He beat me mercilessly in the ring, which is normally what happens in all of my fights.
Yeah.
Sort of stay on your feet, make your moves on the board.
Because he must have had to drop a lot of weight, I would have thought, for that.
It was sort of a catch weight. I was a little bit heavier then. I probably came in about 86, and he was probably... He weighed less than 95, because he'd weighed 95 for the Telford, and he dropped a little bit more. So it was within a stone.
So actually, what we're hoping to happen on the 16th of March is a rematch of that first ever fight.
No, it would actually be the fourth. We actually already had a trilogy, Tim and myself, because... When we were starting off, chess boxing didn't always have the fighters. So on certain shows, you know, a week to go, somebody sort of sprains an ankle or sort of, you know, gets an injury or gets an illness and then they can't fight. There's hardly a huge bank of reserve fighters. Mm. So it was either myself or Tim on the shows, with the other one being the reserve fighter. So it quite often happened that if one of our opponents pulled out, we were back in the ring together.
Yeah.
So I think it's 2 wins to me, 1 win to him so far.
And now we're in a situation where we had 5 bouts at the last event. We could probably may even have 5 in the next event.
No, we have 5, yeah, I was about to say.
We've got,
it's a nice number. If not, 4 is
people
good.
Queuing up
to
take part. It's great. Richard, take us through your first fight.
My first fight was with George Crespo.
Right.
Yeah, who I actually saw at the last show that was on in December. I think he was in...
He was a corner man.
Yeah, he's grown a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah. He came and said hello, and I didn't recognise him for a moment. It took me a second because he's cut all of his hair off and got a bit of a beard now.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, he's put on a bit of timber, but it's not just his face is also sort of padded out a bit as well.
Well, he'd have been very young. He was probably our youngest ever chess boxer when he fought Richard.
He was 19 or so, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's only about 21, 22 now, so he could have actually been 18, roughly.
Yeah, he was he was super fit when we fought. He was definitely a much superior boxer to me. But
you had him on the chest.
Beat him on the chest in the end. But he lit me up in the boxing.
I'm trying to set up another fight between him and James Pope. But James has had he had a shoulder injury. He's had shoulder surgery in the last few months. But
I love the way that actually Gab's actually doing the inverted commas when he's saying shoulder injuries.
James, didn't do that.
if you're listening to this, mate, I don't think Gab believes your shoulder injury. So actually. You know, maybe a doctor's note, if you could sort of, you know, scan it in, email it across, we'll put it on the website.
Are you suggesting that he's afraid of George Crespo?
Well, no, that's what you were suggesting.
No, I didn't do that.
We really should video these podcasts, James. That way you'd have seen the truth.
Yeah, because I don't know if you follow the podcast, Richard, but there was quite a lot of, back chat and banter between both George and James on various podcasts. So what was it that Crespo said on the podcast about Pope?
I can't remember, what was it that made him, James, so annoyed?
I think it was more the fact that Crespo didn't even remember Pope. So it wasn't the fact that he actually said anything about Pope. It was more like...
There's nothing worse.
I don't actually remember that dude. Well, he couldn't be any good if I don't remember
The one thing that's worse than abuse is complete lack of impact.
Yeah, I mean,
a bit
of an anonymity kind of
anonymity,
thing.
Anonymity,
you know?
Yeah.
Which is quite impressive considering he had to stand up and box in front of hundreds of people. And yet
especially for James as well. James, I don't know, yeah, he's got a bit of an ego,
I guess,
on him.
You know, maybe he's one of those sort of forgettable faces, I guess.
Well, hopefully we'll see them back in the ring together at some future point, maybe October time.
Yeah, some sort of grudge match feud, you know, just all we have to do is get some of those flashcards just to remind George of who James is, and it's going to be a real grudge match then.
Exactly, I can imagine, like, leading up to the show, George is like, who am I fighting again?
It's John. Yes, John. Jimmy Pope.
We haven't managed to get them back in the ring yet, but we will, hopefully. And then, of course, we've got another rematch. So we've got you versus Daniel Rotter.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the first bout of first time you fought him, or is that too painful still?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, it was probably 18 months ago, but it still seems too soon. That was supposed to be my big retirement fight, as I'd announced to all my friends who had all... come and bought ringside tickets to come see me have my final blowout.
I didn't realise that makes it even more tragic.
And I always, I mean, I was aware he was a much better chess player than me, and I just, you know, I thought that's fine, at least I get to have a couple of rounds of boxing to beat him up a bit. And I'm not sure what happened. I was going through a fairly standard opening. He did a queen move that I was looking at it thinking, I'm not quite sure what was going on with that queen move. Didn't realise what he was setting up, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, queen comes flying across the board, checkmates me in the first round.
Yeah.
And I was just absolutely stunned as to what happened.
Now, was this the first time? Because that show, there were two first round fights
that never went out of the
And
first
was yours
round.
The first one that happened?
No.
Somebody had been checkmated.
Nick, the showstopper Cornish had been done just before Richard, I think.
No, it was Paul.
It was the fight just before mine.
It was the guy from Wales. What's his name?
So it's happened three times now. It definitely happened at the Boston Dome.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
about a year ago.
No, that's the recent one. That happened in June against... That was Glenza Cornish.
Glenza Cornish.
But this is the same show at York Hall. It happened at the same show.
Yeah.
It was Paul Roberts, that's his name.
Paul Roberts, yeah, I remember.
And he got checkmated in the first round. And that was because he didn't play slowly. He knew he was the weaker chess player.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid that's the thing you've got to watch out. Play defensively and play slow.
Yeah, I got suckered into this.
But yours is a bit more nuanced. It's quite clever. It was a queen trap that I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Not that means anything.
I hadn't seen it. And, I mean, he was...
And he was celebrating so much as well. I felt terrible for you.
And that,
like, even after the show, he was like out drinking with us. It's like, yes.
You have no idea how
to... This is motivation, Richard. All you need to do is download the podcast, and every time you go out for a run, you just play it with Gav laughing at you.
I'm sorry, mate.
It's frustrating because, I trained really hard for that fight as well, because I knew boxing was my only chance. So I was in... decent shape for that. I put in the time, and normally, you know, you train hard, you focus on your opponent, you get it all out in the ring, you hug at the end, and then in the bar afterwards you're having drinks together, and it's all fine and done. But that was the only one where I felt like there was just no release of all that.
No closure.
There's no closure. No.
You can't retire on that.
Yeah. So I couldn't, and then I ended up fighting again in the Norwich show.
That's right, yeah.
Which I ended up actually fighting you, Matt.
You actually ended up beating me.
Did you?
I was hoping that wasn't going to come up. I was going, these podcasts are normally 10 minutes. I've survived the first six without so, yeah, that was a weird one. In that I hadn't trained as hard as I should have done. But I
come on, Matt. You never train as hard as you should have done.
Well, you weren't supposed to be fighting on the show.
Supposed to be fighting on the show.
No, that's fair.
Your opponent, I can't even remember what his injury.
I didn't realise until I travelled up to Norwich for the day, and then I arrived at the venue and was told that he'd pulled out due to injury.
I can't remember who it was now. I think Tim might have organised your opponent. And then
all I know is I think he pulled out on the way while you were on the way up, because I certainly travelled up with no idea that I was fighting. And then I was there for about an hour, and then the conversation was had. If Richard's guy doesn't come through...
Was it Alex? I forget his second name. He came anyway. because he'd already bought his ticket, and he came and hung out with us, and we had a few drinks. A tall blonde guy called Alex. I can't remember a second. You know I'm talking about. Sorry, Matt's nodding, which isn't very helpful for the podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say, no, I was built for TV, not for radio.
Yeah.
Well, we've been skirting around that fight for a long time, Matt. I think
it's a fair fight in terms of, you know, we're both relatively experienced in the ring. We've both had similar sort of weights going into it. I think sort of 75, 76 kilos sort of was the sort of...
Let's optimistically say we were walking around at 76 kilos.
How did it open then, the first round of chess between you?
I was confident I could beat Richard on chess. Very confident, in fact. So I think stand on your feet, you know, play the good moves.
Yeah, keep the jab going.
It'll work itself out. And I was hoping kind of two boxing rounds.
Mm.
And then checkmate in the third chess round, or worst case, three boxing rounds, checkmate in the fourth. And I sort of got a good position, complicated from memory. And then Richard ground me out. It's just like, I think I dropped a pawn.
All right.
And I just didn't get back into the game. It was just a horrible game. I can't remember if I actually blundered big time.
I think you did, because I looked at the board at one point and just thought, how have we got to this situation? You're a much better chess player than me.
I do feel that it helps if the weaker chess player is dominating the boxing, because it always at the back of the chess player's head that's losing the boxing. That, oh my word, 45 seconds, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, I'm going to have to go back in and face 2 more minutes of Richard throwing bombs.
Mm.
And he's a very compact fighter. There's a bit of a height difference. Again, doesn't come across well in the podcast, but I was trying to jab and move, and I threw very few jabs and didn't do a lot of movement. And then Richard was coming in underneath the jabs. And once he got in, he didn't really want to leave this little pocket, this very small sort of semicircle, and was just throwing very good hooks that sort of annoy your body and knock the wind out of you.
Your ribs broken, didn't you?
And bruised. Mm-hmm. And maintained some pride. And I just think that was always at the back of my mind during the chess. I was thinking, I don't want him getting in close again. But you just know when the energy's gone, the energy's gone. If you're not in fine shape.
It's not good if you're thinking about the boxing whilst you're playing chess.
No,
you should be focusing on the chess.
Which is probably why I lose the chess.
Mm.
And I mean, I guess we've trained together so much, Matt, and we've sparred as well. So I know that you obviously have the range on me, and that if I can close that down and work your body, that's not your happy place. So that was my only chance, was just to get in,
body defence recently, because I feel that that's what Max will go for in a future fight, or the other guys, because that's what...
Well, certainly because you have a height as well, your ribs are much more exposed than most.
There's a little bit more real estate there, I'm not going to lie.
More real estate.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not too wide, I'm quite slender, so if I turn sideways...
Which is how you're supposed to fight anyway.
It's like these things that everybody has a plan until they get punched.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm always sort of trying to stand sideways, trying to keep my guard up, and then somebody hits me in the face and I'm like, I'm not having that.
Yeah, Rich and I were just saying it's easy to look good when you're punching a pad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, today was my first training session. I mean, I've not set foot in the gym here in well over a year. So it was a sort of test of where my level of fitness was.
You don't have a gym closer to home that you go to?
No, I've been keeping up a little bit of cardio, but it doesn't really mean anything. You think you're fit from going running, and then you know, 2 minutes in the ring, and soon realise how unfit you are.
Mm. Yeah.
So I actually, today, I've survived that better than I was anticipating.
I thought you looked fine. You looked comfortable.
Yeah, there's hope. Yeah,
I thought everyone looked pretty good. Generally,
I didn't look very good on the pads.
You did. I thought you looked good.
Who was the new guy? Jake looked incredibly good on the pads.
Yeah, he's handy.
Week one, I was like, no, I don't think you're week one.
He's definitely.
Yeah. No, he has done boxing before.
Yeah, no, I think it was week one for chess boxing.
Yeah, but he had power as well.
Yeah, he does.
Good balance and technique was good.
And annoyingly, he's orthodox. Sorry, he's southpaw.
Yeah.
So when we were doing this whole sort of technique training sessions with moving, punching, and blocking, it was very strange to see the punches come from angles they don't normally come from.
Mm.
So I did find him quite tough, and he's quite tall as well. I'm hoping that he doesn't take the sport up and just you never see him again.
Yeah. No, I think he could be your weight. Maybe he's a bit heavier than you. I don't know, but
I'm on a weight increase now.
Oh yeah, okay. It's a bit bad to talk about somebody when they've literally only done one training session, but I could see that potentially
there's definitely good potential there.
Potentially he could be taking on someone like Toby or somebody like Max or somebody like that in the future.
Yeah,
how was his chess?
His chess isn't terrible.
In terms of the chess.com or the FIDE rating scale, whatever the viewers are familiar with. We normally sort of say people that regard themselves as good social players but have never really learned anything in terms of studied a YouTube video or picked up a book, they're normally about 800 to 1,000. This guy was about 900. Those that sort of come into the ring for a chess boxing bout, they normally start at about 1,200. Richie Fraser's probably... Razor. Ring names are so difficult. Razor is about 1,300. Gav's up to about 1,300 now. I fight around about the 1,800 level myself. Best chess player at the moment is Roger, around about 1,900, 2,000. And our best ever chess player in chess boxing terms is Carl Strugnell, who's probably topping out around about 2,350. But there are some good foreigners. We've got Andre Glenzer, who fought on the last...
Sergio Levesque.
Very good. And, Gianluca Cerci's fought in the past. They're all around about 2,000 ELO.
Yeah, so we're trying to find a match for Sergio at the moment, actually. Working on something that...
It's really nice
to see him back in the ring.
Is this for the upcoming show?
It's for the show, yeah. As you mentioned it, 16th of March. Tickets are on sale at londonchessboxing.com.
That was not shoehorned in at all.
That was a great segue, wasn't it?
How many weeks now until the show?
We've got about 2 months.
Okay.
What is it now?
Yeah, about 9 weeks. Yeah. It was 10 weeks last week.
We're 50% sold already.
Two months
to go. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
So the cut price ticket's almost gone. So if you do want to get a ticket, get out there and get one. And you can contact us at info@londonchessboxing.com or at LDN Chessboxing on Twitter if you want any comments.
Now, I just want to do sound people out before we finish this off.
Okay.
My next fight, ring music, ring entrance theme. Does anybody remember the theme song for Baywatch?
Yes.
I'm thinking red
and then there's a piano.
I'll take that plastic lunchbox thing, which I think was some sort of...
Are you going to wear a Wonder Bra though, Matt? That's what I want to know.
Maybe I could borrow the ring girl for my entrance.
Yeah, I'm sure Lisa would be up for that.
She's quite well proportioned in that respect. I'm a little bit more flat chested. I'll come out into the ring and I'll do my slow motion run.
I was going to say, you've got to do some slow motion running.
Well, I do slow motion punching, so I can't see. I'm really halfway there. And I thought it was a rather iconic song. So I figured that's what.
Well, it won't be any worse than your other songs, to be honest.
I don't know
if I get a veto on entrance songs or not, but that would come very close to a veto if I had one. I try and steer people in the right direction. I'm not sure that is the right direction.
I spend way too much time worrying about what my entrance music will be and figuring that out when I should probably be concentrating more on what goes on after the entrance.
So how is your preparation going then?
Well,
just the start of it.
It's pretty much the beginning of it today, so I've got 8 weeks to get back into
it. It sounds to me like you need to focus on the chess as well. If he's a good chess player, you need to try and draw that out, don't you?
Not be checkmated in the first round.
Well, obviously, yeah.
So, I'll be relying on Matt to hopefully give me some pointers
there. I'll change my chess.com handle, so I should probably let you know what the new one is.
Oh, explain why I've been challenging you to... games on there and getting no response.
I have not logged on.
Have you changed it to lazy arms? Have you?
No.
Crazy arms or lazy arms?
I'm actually going to give you accolade of crazy arms today because I thought you worked really hard today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
It's all right. Yeah.
I was going to heckle you during the workout, but you kept it.
There were a few signs in the last event that had like one side it had crazy arms, and then if they turned a sign around the back, it said lazy arms, depending on how the bout was going.
It was more lazy than crazy, but you know what? I'm still crazy. There is still some crazy in there. To be honest, with St. Patrick's Day beat down, it's going to be good.
Yeah, so we've got some bouts to announce. So we've got Razor and Daniel Rotter.
Yeah.
Big fight. We've also got Nick Cornish.
He's
fighting Toby Slaby White. That is going to be a really, really good fight.
That's going to be interesting.
That is going to be absolutely off the charts.
Yeah. I think with all respect to Toby, he's a very good fighter, and he's not really come up against somebody who's got the skills in the ring. Like Nick has, I think it's going to be close.
Nick's got technique, he's got great stamina, but I mean, he's getting on a bit. I mean, Nick's not going to like me saying that, but he is a lot older than Toby. There's got to be a good 10, 15 year age gap. And Toby's mad and he's hungry and he's keen.
Yeah.
Toby's looking in really good shape. When I saw him at the December
show, he's slimmed down a lot.
I remember, because I'd not seen him in over a year, I remember him walking in here for his first chess boxing. Session and he's dropped so much weight. He's looking
svelte
and cut.
He's down 86 kilos, which is I think Nick is like 85 or something. So
yeah, no, I really well matched. That, right, that's going to be a battle of wills on that one. And
but I think Nick's probably got slightly better chest, but Toby's chest in the last event was again, fantastic.
And Nick sometimes struggles with a bit of sort of like performance anxiety under the lights when it comes to his chest.
Yeah.
You know? He's a lot better, you know, when people aren't looking.
Yeah, well,
that's what I'd like to say. You know.
Yeah.
Sure, he's not going to like me saying that, but
so we've
I think Nick is Nick's looking for a nice big win and a retirement. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that Toby beats him because I don't want to see Nick retire. I love Nick fighting.
Yeah. So we've got those two confirmed. We've got another couple which I'm hoping to confirm within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to have 4 fights, and then hopefully yourself and Tim. But we'd all like to see that. We need to make sure that we get a sandwich board for him.
Oh, 100%. He can walk in with a sandwich board.
I don't know if you know the bet they had, Matt. You better explain to Razor.
Basically, Tim believed that Donald Trump would be impeached within 1 year of being in office. Quite clearly, this has not happened. Tim decided that instead of taking the penalty, which was to basically walk around Marylebone train station naked, save for a sandwich board explaining the bet,
to get out of it.
Get out of it. So basically, back in December, for the last show, it was a little too cold, or so he said. wearing the sandwich board, so we've postponed it to March, but you know, as soon as he's back, we'll strip him down.
Hopefully he can commentate in the sandwich board as well. That'd be excellent.
I think the sandwich board stays on for the whole night. Yeah. I'll get him to put the heating on.
Yeah,
so he'll be walking on for his fight wearing the sandwich board. Is
I think wear the trunks, because I know the Greeks used to do their sports naked, but I think Tim really needs to sort of
first naked. Well, I think chess boxing fight, that'd be something.
He's going to have to take the sandwich board off to fight, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise, that's just armour.
Yeah, that's true. You would want to try and get some body shots from there, would you?
No. The hippo gets no advantage.
Okay, so Razor, anything to add? Anything? You like to say hi to anybody?
I guess I'm just looking forward to hopefully finally getting to have one round of boxing with Daniel.
Definitely, I'm very, very much looking forward to that fight as well. Thanks for being on the podcast. Thanks for being on the podcast again, Crazy Arms. Always a pleasure.
I always love it.
Get your tickets at londonchessboxing.com and we'll see you next week. Thanks very much, listener.